stop. The game just needs to help me.
Okay.
Okay, let's see what we're talking about. Hey, aren't we?
Did you have cows?
Oh, yes.
Where did you keep them?
They were in the barn, of course, and in the pasture in the daytime, and we always brought them in at night and kept them in the barn.
Did you have to do that?
Yes. A lot of times.
What about there? Did you ever hear other terms for where they kept the cows in that area?
No, I don't believe so. They just, they were all the cows were kept in the barn. They called where the cows were kept were the cow stalls, and the others were the mule or horse stalls.
But they were all in the barn.
All in the same building.
Did you ever hear any other terms for that?
I don't think so.
Well, what about the horses? Horses in there too?
Oh, yeah. So the horses were kept there also.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
I started saying our case. The horses were very seldom in the pasture because most usually we were using them. They stayed in the barn at night, but they were in use in the daytime. And if they did get a day off while they stayed in the barn.
Plowing? Using them for that kind
of thing? Well, we were plowing and cutting and hauling wood and anything we needed, the horses and mules, most every day.
Okay, you said you had cows. Was there a certain place where you put them for milking?
No, at that time we didn't have. I know they have plenty of that. Let's see, what do they call those things now? But
then we
had no particular place to milk.
Did you bring them up and put them in the stall and milk them in there?
Yeah, they were just milked in the stall.
You never did it outside?
Not on our farm.
Did some people do it in a certain...
I don't believe anyone I knew in a particular community. I think everybody had the same way of doing it.
Okay. Oh, did you have any hogs?
Oh, yes.
Well, I know you didn't keep them in the barn. Where'd you keep them?
Oh, we had what we call hog pens. And most usually, we also had a board fence around, and these that were not up for fattening were allowed to run around in that fence, and they had a shelter, of course, to get in out of the weather, but they weren't kept in a pen, a great many. Just the ones that were being readied for the market or for home use were kept in the pen.
Did you ever get in there and play with them?
No. I didn't like them that much. But I didn't mind catching one or helping with it.
They're so cute when they're little, I always bought.
Yeah.
Well, how about milk and butter? Did you make all that?
We made all we used and then some more for our sale.
Is there a certain place where you kept that kind of stuff?
We kept the milk and butter, well, part of it in this smokehouse, which was quite cool in the summertime. It had a kind of a cellar, a ground floor and a kind of a cellar, and it was cool in there, and the milk and butter was kept in there, a lot of it, outside of what little you might keep in the kitchen for use.
Well, all right, you said you sold some of it?
Oh, yes.
Where did it go?
Well, at that time in that area, there were quite a few summer resorts. And it was sold mainly to the summer resorts.
Didn't ever put it in a commercial place?